Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Live with Leela. My name is Leela Singh, and I am a leadership, career, and life coach, and I work with career professionals, typically in the technology industry, who are looking to overcome their limitations so that they can uncover their real potential and create new possibilities whilst showing up as the best version of themselves, which is what I call life leadership. So today's topic, as you may know if you follow me on a weekly basis, over the last few weeks I have been sharing elements of the Aspiring Leaders Blueprint, all about personal branding and how we show up in the world. So today is the fifth week of this, and we're looking at the fifth pillar, which is all about connection and building good relationships. So the topic of today is why build good working relationships. What importance do you place on developing your circle of influence, and how much time do you invest in cultivating and nurturing your network? Here's the thing, I often hear people speak about suddenly having to leverage my network to ask for help when they need something. Now that could be a referral, a recommendation, possibly a new role, or having someone put in a good word for them at a company that they're interviewing at, and that kind of thing. So this is a frequent occurrence in conversations I have with clients and people in my network. And that's when people suddenly realize that they've invested little or no energy, effort, or time in cultivating, let alone nurturing, their network, their professional network. And then you may find it becomes uncomfortable, even in some cases, cringeworthy, when we need that support, that guidance, and that help. So this is what we're talking about today, is essentially the importance of building, cultivating, nurturing, and maintaining your professional relationships, and some steps on things to consider when you do that. So approaches to take, things to be mindful of. So why build good working relationships? And now if you are listening live here today with me, that's great. Let me know your thoughts on this topic, if it's something you already invest time in, or is it something that you've been thinking about but haven't yet taken action? Or maybe you do it but a little bit half-heartedly, or you've possibly even found yourself in that situation where you suddenly think, oh my god, I really could do with some help here, but I haven't made any effort with all these people that I do know or have known over the years to stay in touch in any shape or form, and now it's feeling really awkward. So let me know which one of those is you, where your mind is at when it comes to building your network, your relationships. So why build good working relationships? There's so many benefits to this. Now, first of all, and most importantly, at least for me, is it makes working life so much more enjoyable when you've got good relationships with the people that you work with. Often people look to compartmentalize their different areas of their life, and so they'll show up at work and behave in a certain way, and this is just their work life, and they don't bring any element of their personal self, their real authentic self, or their personal life into the workplace. And it's very much just, this is my very sort of professional relationship. I talk about work and that is it. I've had people I've worked with in the past who have openly said, I'm not here to make friends. I'm just here to get my job done. Hey, it's a choice, okay? But what I'm inviting you to consider here is that actually there are so many benefits to building those relationships. So making your day-to-day life enjoyable. I mean, after all, how many hours do you spend at work, right? So that's the first thing. But there's so many more advantages and benefits to this. For example, having good relationships with the people you work with create a better work culture. In other words, it's more positive. You're more likely to feel respected and supported from the people that are around you. It also makes you more productive and effective. Think about times when you've got to get things done or you need to speak to someone, and because you've got that relationship, you can reach out to someone really easily, ask for help, ask them to do something for you, you know, ask for some guidance on something. Maybe it's to sign off on something or to accelerate, get something done quicker than if you were going to go through the normal bureaucratic red tape process. All of those, there's so many benefits. And trust me, I'm talking from experience of when I was working in sales and having a broad network and people that I could call upon and reach out to when it came to month end, when it came to quarter end, and we're trying to close deals and we needed things signed off, and calling in favors and help and additional support and last minute signing of documents and all sorts of things. It made such a difference being able to just pick up the phone and ask people for what you needed, because it was easy because you got the connection, you built the relationships. So I am talking from a place of experience, and it even transitions into running my own business today. So there are so many advantages to this and benefits. It also makes it easier to collaborate with people in the workplace, whether you're put into teams or working on projects. It just makes things so much easier and effortless when you already have that relationship with people around you. It also, of course, helps you when it comes to furthering your career, because you can then reach out, you can ask for a reference, referrals, maybe people put in good word for you. You might be top of mind for some of those people, so that when an opportunity comes up or they know somebody in another company who is seeking somebody like you, they'll put you in front of them, they'll make that introduction. It just makes life so much easier. And then, of course, there is reciprocity here in all of this. So not just thinking about what is in this for you, it's about how you can support and guide other people around you too. It creates a happier work environment for you. As I said earlier, you know, enjoying your day-to-day time spent at work with the people around you. It just makes you more happier, more content, more satisfied. And it also can increase your self-worth and sense of belonging, which is something that a lot of people seek. And that is a really important factor to consider too. So you've got personal and professional benefits, advantages to actually putting time, effort, and energy into nurturing, to cultivating your network, or what I call your circle of influence. So let me know your thoughts on this. What's coming up for you? Is this something you've considered before? Is this something you already do? Do you do it actively? Do you do it only every time you think about it? Every 6 months you think, oh, maybe I should reach out to a few people. I should make more of an effort. What is it that's going on for you? Do let me know. So when we think about building those relationships, you do need to actively work on it. And really is an ongoing process. But even if you say to yourself, well, okay, let me put aside half an hour once every couple of weeks to just reach out to people, or to make time if you're in the office to go have a coffee with someone, particularly someone outside of your team, someone who's doing a completely different role. But it's always useful to understand what people do in your organization, what their responsibilities are, because at some point you never know. It might be that you can call on them to invite them into a meeting, to solve a problem, to ask for help. Who knows? So really think broadly. This isn't just about your immediate team. This is about people outside of your team in the wider organizations, and also even in your industry through going to networking events and so similar. So think about, broadly speaking, what are you looking to create in terms of your network, of your circle of influence, and how are you going to go about it? Now, what I'd like to share with you are a few things for you to consider and be mindful of when it comes to building those connections. So first of all, your personal value proposition. So what do I mean by this? Well, think about what it is that makes you unique. What is it you have to bring to the table? What is it that has you stand out? Perhaps it's something around your values, your accomplishments, maybe your skills and expertise. Now, I'm not just talking about your work-related attributes. I'm also talking about your personal attributes that help you to stand out. So give that some thought. What makes you different? What makes you unique? What makes you you? And if you go back to the live that I did on this, over this sequence of lives around your personal branding and how you show up in the world, the very first one I did, which would have been 5 weeks ago, is all about clarity, getting clarity and who you are and what you stand for. So part of that work also plays into this in creating your personal value proposition. So give some thought to your uniqueness, what has you stand out. Why? Because this enables you to really have that confidence and certainty in yourself when you're showing up for the people around you, and how you then come across, the perception you portray to the people around you, how they see you. And you want people to see you in a positive light, of course, in your professional environment. So having clarity and understanding of who you are, what you stand for, what you represent, what your unique self is, can make a difference just simply to how you shop and how you behave and interact with other people. It also will help to build your credibility, so, and your reputation. So thinking about your accomplishments, your skills, what you have to bring to the table, all of these things combine to create your value proposition. So give some thought to this, because this is where you're coming from when it comes to reaching out and having conversations with people. Something else to consider is retention. What I mean by this is retention of your potential clients. Now, you're not all working in sales, are you? Well, here's the thing. I believe that we all work in sales, and Zig Ziglar has a great quote, which I'm going to paraphrase right now, which is essentially that if the business you are in requires you to deal with other people, then you're in sales. So your clients don't have to be external people that you're selling products and services to. It can be people within your organization in other departments and other teams, people that maybe rely on you for information that you report every week, every month, people that you have to interact with in a project to get things done. These are also deemed as internal clients. So think about who your internal clients are as well. And as I said, these points I'm sharing with you are all things that relate to either how to do something or what to be mindful of when it comes to building your circle of influence, your network, and why it's important. So retention is a critical one, particularly as a salesperson. In retaining clients, it takes so much effort and cost to take on a new client and onboard them, whereas to actually retain your existing clients, you put all that time and effort into to winning in the first place, is essential to make life and sales so much easier. So think about your retention strategy and how do you build the relationships that will have people wanting to continue to work with you or to buy your products and services. And again, internal clients are the people that are maybe reliant or dependent on you for information that you report to and provide them with information, updates and so forth, or work with in projects, etc. So think about your internal people, your internal clients as well, and why this is important. Then integrity. And by the way, you'll notice, similar to last week, is that if you write the word principle on the left-hand side of your page, as you're taking notes here, because I know you've got a pen and paper there and you're making notes on these points that I'm sharing, write the word principle down the left-hand side of your page. And I'm sharing with you something that relates to each of those letters that spells the word principle. So we've talked about your personal value proposition, we've talked about retention, now talking about integrity. And what I mean here is about building trust. We all know that building trust is so, so important when it comes to relationship building. So what does it mean by to others if you have integrity? It means that they can trust you, that you're reliable. Most importantly, that you do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. So being reliable, being honest, and being mindful of the words, your the actions, and how you show up in the workplace. Do you follow through on things? Do you implement? Do you take action? Do you follow through? Do you follow up? All of those good things is what builds that integrity, that trust, that reliability of you. The next one is network. So cultivating and nurturing your network, as I've mentioned earlier. So think about your circle of influence and why it's important. And I referenced earlier all of the benefits, the advantages of having nurturing that network around you, the people around you. And think about it as having your advocates as well, because it's really important to have advocates around you, people who've got your back, who are your supporters, who you know will stand up for you or support you when something is difficult or you're struggling. People who will have you top of mind. You want to think about advocates, also called your circle of influence. Kirsty, hi there, thanks for joining. Just good to see what you're saying. Say what you mean and mean what you say, something my mum always says. Absolutely, sharing that, you said it brilliantly there. I love that. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Follow through, no BS, no like, yeah, I'm gonna do it, and then not doing it and disappearing off the face of the earth. That's not a great way to build integrity. Thanks, Kirsty, for that. And I hope you're finding this useful. So network, as I said, advocates, having advocates around you. So whether it's when it comes to actually doing your day-to-day job, maybe it's closing a deal with a client and people you can call upon to assist you, or just trying to get things done in the workplace. Having advocates around you can make such a difference. And it also makes a difference to how you can advance your career, as I mentioned earlier. The next one is connection. So we talk about human needs. Tony Robbins, who is probably the most famous and popular coach in the United States, someone is very well known, and he talks about our human needs. We have six human needs. Those human needs are: we seek certainty, we seek variety, we seek love and connection, we seek significance, growth, and contribution. So I mentioned love and connection. So connection here is something we seek to have. So think about the fact we all want connection in some shape or form. So building connection with the people around you fulfills both your needs and the needs of other people around you, and also helps to build what I'm going to talk about next, which is influence. So influence, being able to have an impact on the people around you, to be able to influence them, influence maybe their attitudes, their opinions, their choices that they're making. That's a really powerful thing to be able to do. That is a sign of a great leader. And what I talk about here is all about leadership. So think about, how are you able to influence? How can you do more of that through building and expanding on your network? Profiles is the next one, P for profiles. So what I mean here is like your personality profiles. Everyone is different. Now, I know it might sound like I'm stating the obvious, but trust me, I have been in conversations on more than one occasion where people are almost to the extent intolerant or just not taking time to understand the people around them, whether that's their communication style, their motivational style, you know, what motivates them. People have different carrots, let's say, that you can dangle to motivate them to work effectively, to take action, to get things done. People communicate differently. People have different learning styles. So all of these things, you know, how do we work with other people? We all have different ways of showing up, of our operating system almost. So this is what I mean when I talk about personality styles. It's understanding the people around you. Everybody is different and has something of value to bring to the table. So seek to understand people and maybe extend greater tolerance and compassion for people around you. That in itself will also help to build those relationships. Then the next one is learning. So what I mean here is learning about others, being curious, wanting to understand about other places, other cultures, how people operate in the world and how they show up and why they're different and where they've come from, their backgrounds, whether it's their upbringing, their education, and just again seeking to understand and be curious about that and looking for the good in that, looking for where that diversity creates the value and the impact within your team, with your organization. And then finally, explore. What I mean here is exploring to understand, again, being curious, asking questions. So asking questions to understand if you don't agree with somebody, rather than starting to become antagonistic about it, maybe ask questions, seek to understand. So be curious was what I mean when I talk about exploring. So those are some of the things to be mindful of when it comes to developing your working relationships. I shared with you the numerous benefits, advantages of doing this. So if it's something you're not doing right now, I would wholeheartedly invite you to really think about starting doing so today, because it's not only about being happier, more fulfilled in the workplace and just actually enjoying what you do more because you have those connections. Remember, it's a human need. You increase your sense of self-worth and belonging, but it also will enable you to further your career, to be able to more easily and comfortably reach out and speak to people, to ask for help. You know, it might be that you've got an opportunity to interview at an organization, and you recognize that somebody in your network is now working there. So maybe you can reach out to them and ask them for some input, or, you know, their experience at the company, you know, the kind of values that company stands for. So you know how you can be showing up, what you can share that will influence the decision makers when it comes to hiring. So as I said, there's so many benefits to this, and there are a lot of things to consider, but ultimately, just get going, just start reaching out to people and being more curious. And by the way, you also want to remember to be coming from that place of authenticity. From, you want to be genuine about it. You're not just doing it as a means to an end. This isn't about being an opportunist. This is about building advocates around you and reciprocity, as I mentioned before. So what I mean is, how can I help you? Ask people that in a conversation. What can I do to help you? How can I assist you? You know, how can I, you know, serve you when it comes to you looking to advance your career? Maybe you've got a few more years experience than that person. So perhaps you can share, you know, things that will help them to get to where they want to get to even quicker. So there's a lot of things to consider here, a lot of angles, a lot of opportunity to make the most of this. And, you know, remember to be compassionate, supportive of people around you, and curious. So as always, I hope that's been useful and helpful for you. Let me know your biggest takeaway from that and what you are going to do going forward to really cultivate and nurture your network. Any questions on any of this I've shared with you today, then please do reach out. Feel free to DM me or on LinkedIn, or email me at leela@leelasing.com. So until next time, remember to elevate your performance, maximize your potential, and create new possibilities by showing up as the best version of you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.